You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. When you're a newcomer, you take cues from how the locals do things. But our Irish commentator Brian O'Nunoyne finds there are some American customs that are harder to ferret out what's proper, and it leaves him scratching his bald head.
A very good morning to you all. Well, I've been living here now for about 7 years, so I guess you could say I'm beginning to settle in. Admittedly, there were some things that took a bit of adjusting to, and some things were easier than others. When you go and live in another country, it seems only polite that you should adopt certain behavioural characteristics of your adopted homeland. You have to make certain changes in the interest of harmony. You see, certain behaviours, while they may be perfectly acceptable at home, they must either be curtailed or they must be adapted to when you are playing away. But of course, I learned this the hard way. Like, you know, when I got here first, I thought, well, why the heck should I switch to driving on the right-hand side of the road? Huh, where I come from, everybody drives on the left. And this arrangement has worked out very fine for Ireland. Still, as I found out, most Americans are very conservative, and they all insisted on sticking to the right-hand side of the road while driving. So I was left with no choice but to follow suit. And so began a process of adaptation and integration. You must learn to fit in. And while some of the behavioural adaptations are conscious, others just seem to catch you by surprise. And you find yourself copying. For example, I now use yes, sir, and no, ma'am, far, far more than I ever did before I came to the South. And once you realise you're doing this yes, sir, no, ma'am, well, then, of course, it becomes a conscious phenomenon, and that presents you with a choice. So, like, do I continue to use these expressions, or do I revert back to the way I used to speak? Well, personally, I like the way people use yes, sir, and no, ma'am to denote courtesy without sounding subservient, so I use them frequently. Other cultural phenomena, however, are somewhat trickier to navigate. Let's take the subject of hats. Now, Irish men, as a rule, do not wear hats in pubs, and certainly not in restaurants. If you are wearing yours in a pub or a restaurant in Ireland, well, nobody's going to come up and tell you to take it off. Some people might not even notice, but some might consider it to be bad form, a tad disrespectful, crass. If you, as an American, if you are living in Ireland, you might pick up on this, and thus you would take your cue from the natives. You would remove your hat, because doing so will not offend anyone, but leaving it on might. And here is where I'm on the horns of a dilemma, because, frankly, I don't know what to do here. Many, many men leave on their hats in restaurants. And so I take my cue from the average guy, and I leave my hat on, well, in part because I like to underline the informality of the setting, and partly because I'm bald. Which brings me to the dilemma. Is it bad manners to leave your hat on in a restaurant? And yes, I know the military have special rules about this, and I'm guessing that if you're over a certain age, you'll say it is bad manners, but then maybe you're just being old-fashioned, and being old-fashioned doesn't make you right. I don't know. You see, a part of me wants to do what I want to do, which is to leave the hat on, and a part of me wants to be a good boy and take it off. Oh, decisions, decisions. I'll talk to you next week. In the meantime, have a lovely week. Bye-bye now.
That was Brian O'Nunoyne, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here We Come, and takes people on a trip around Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Scotland, Highlands, Islands, and Glens, and is conducting a tour of Scotland in the summer of 2014. You can contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.